This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wang Xiaoning. It is 7:07 in the morning, Tuesday the 8th of October, and in the US, markets were in the red. This was ahead of trade talks between the Trump administration and Chinese officials on Thursday. The Dow Jones was down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 0.5%, the NASDAQ also down 0.3%.
And over in Asia, the Asian markets was slightly down. Japan was down 0.2%. Korea was marginally up. Singapore closed up 0.7%, and the local FBM KLCI was up 0.1% as Chinese and Hong Kong markets were closed yesterday.
So for more on global markets this morning, we speak to Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Thank you for joining us today, Joe. Good morning. Now, J.P. Morgan on Monday reiterated its overweight stance on euro area equities while maintaining an underweight position on U.K. shares, citing a potential but delayed Brexit deal boost. Do you think it's time to keep an eye out on equities in that region?
Yeah, yes, I do. Particularly the FTSE 100, that's a large cap stock. So the weaker the pound, the greater the earnings for a lot of British companies, perhaps, in the next quarter or so. But on the continent, you know, I think that a lot of the gloom and doom is baked into valuations. And right now, the valuations are attractive. So luxury good companies, the life sciences, logistics, I wouldn't, banks are a little bit tougher call. But yes, this is the time to start building some European large cap exposure. Yes.
And meanwhile, Chinese officials are signaling that they're increasingly reluctant to agree to a broad deal pursued by President Donald Trump ahead of the high-level negotiations this week that include Vice President Premier Liu. What do you make of this?
Well, the big date's going to be October 15th if we do raise tariffs yet again on more products and goods out of China. So, I mean, we're just looking for, I'm just hoping for like a truce or a single, not a home run. Something nominal that kind of keeps the parties talking and doesn't make the situation worse. So I'm looking for anything that hopefully postpones the October 15th increase in tariffs. I think the markets are looking for that as well. They're looking for more, just a truce, not a deal.
And over to Taiwan, exports registered an unexpected contraction in September. We've also seen the manufacturing slump across the world, for example, in South Korea and Japan as well. Are you concerned about this? And do you think it's time to sell out of the manufacturing value chain?
Well, I wouldn't sell out now because a lot of the bad news is priced into a lot of these stocks and all these regional markets, whether it's Taiwan, even Malaysia for that matter. So, no, I mean, the global manufacturing recession is increasingly and almost priced into global equity. So I wouldn't be necessarily rushing to add, but I wouldn't be selling out here, and I'd be opportunistic about looking at the reflationary efforts of 2020 and seeing a rebound a year from now, if not sooner. So now's not time to sell. In fact, it's probably about time to start to buy selectively in certain countries, Taiwan included.
Thank you very much, Joe. And that was Joe Quinlan of the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management, advocating, I guess, a hold fast or maybe try and ride out this wave of the manufacturing slowdown. Yeah. Even potentially buy if you see potential in specific areas.
I think the podcast title for this, we're going to podcast this later, of course, along with the other shows that we talk about, is priced in, right? Every single region, including in Europe, in US, and here in Asia, a lot of these bad news, according to Joe Quinlan, are already priced in.
I'm not sure about that, though. I wonder whether everything has already been priced in. Because assuming, let's say, there really is no U.S.-China trade deal, right? And there's no resolution. Have markets really factored this in? Because at the moment, what's keeping especially the U.S. equity markets alive or up is the extremely good job data. I mean, consumers are still spending in U.S. It seems to be the strong point. There hasn't been much of a crack in the Dow or the S&P 500, for that matter, for the last few months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's talking about mainly valuations. He thinks that valuations are at that level right now, which makes him a little bit constructive and opportunistic. But you're right, we never know what happens next.
Indeed. But nevertheless, the global economic outlook on a whole is deteriorating, at least according to David Malpass, who's president of the World Bank. And he says the world economy now looks even weaker than the bank's June forecast for 2.6% growth amid Brexit, trade tensions, as well as a downturn in Europe. And he's also added that in a lot of the developing world, investment growth is too sluggish for future incomes to rise in any meaningful way. Do you know what? A fun fact, David Malpass is also a former senior Trump administration official.
There you go.
Well, it's kind of unusual that someone from Trump's administration is a bit bearish when Trump thinks everything is really hunky-dory.
Yes, and but of course, Donald Trump himself has warned that negotiations could suffer if China takes bad action, and bad in quotes right there, to quell protests in Hong Kong. So I guess we will have to wait and see. Right now, though, we have a few messages for you, and then we'll be back with more local stories. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.